Give us kind of the Cliff Notes version of how this played out last year.
The NRA wanted legislation to allow gun owners to store their weapons in their car wherever they are. The biggest companies in the state, they opposed it. FedEx, Volkswagen, they didn't want firearms on their property. Ultimately, the governor and Republican leaders sided with the employers, and the bill never came to a vote. In retribution, the NRA picked a member of the Republican leadership who had a role in this. They funded a primary opponent against her and got the third-ranking Republican in the state House voted out of office.
And what's new in this year's proposal?
The bill that's on the table has two big differences. First, it applies only to people with handgun carry permits. And also, this is important, this legislation gives immunity to property owners if someone is injured or heaven forbid, killed because of a gun that was stored in a car on site.
Is this immunity enough to keep businesses happy?
Well, it may be, though companies like FedEx tell me their concern is not really with legal liability. It's about a safe and secure workplace.
And the NRA, have they given their blessing to this?
The firearms lobby, they seem to have bigger fish to fry on the national stage this year. And both the Senate sponsor, Speaker Ron Ramsey, and the House sponsor, Representative Jeremy Faison, say they did not consult with the NRA. They say they're just trying to legalize what's already a very common practice. Representative Faison says almost any gun owner ends up breaking the law unintentionally at some point, including him. Of course, he also tells me he doesn't even have a gun carry permit.
Let's be honest. There's not a parking lot in Tennessee today that doesn't have a gun inside the car.
You think this parking lot at the state capitol has
guns?
Oh,
absolutely. I promise. Yeah, and there's
your
bullets.
Car?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I'm not ashamed of it. I'll tell anybody that. I'll tell the highway patrol. I mean, listen, that's just part of life.
Now, wait a minute, Blake. Did someone just incriminate themselves on our air here?
Bradley, as you know, I am not a lawyer. I don't know. But Representative Faison is making a point here that law-abiding citizens don't get in trouble for keeping guns in their cars right now. Whether they're licensed or not, he thinks they should just have those protections in writing.
Now, is passage assured of this new Guns and Trunks bill?
You don't see the highest-ranking member of the General Assembly, the Senate Speaker, sponsor too many bills. This is one of two bills, just two bills with Ramsey's name on it this year. Now, there are some questions, though. You've got lawmakers who will want perhaps to get rid of the requirement that you have a handgun carry permit to store your gun in your car. And you've also got some others who will want to make exceptions, like maybe not allowing guns to be kept in cars on college campuses. That issue was a big part of why Governor Bill Haslam objected to Guns and Trunks legislation last year.
So Speaker Ramsey says he wants his legislation passed out of committees this week and the final votes to come next week. Why the rush?
You know, it's because he says guns are not the most important item on the legislature's plate, and he wants to just move on. But, you know, this is far from the only firearms legislation in the works. We've got a list of three dozen. They range from making secret who has a handgun carry permit to allowing teachers to carry a sidearm to class.
All right. Thanks, Blake.
You're welcome.
Blake Farmer is WPLN's assistant news director. He joins us Mondays for our Capitol Hill Conversations.